This is an interview with Irene Miller Chippewa Otto for the Leelanau Voices Oral History Project of the Leelanau Historical Museum on June 20th, 1996 at the Otto Home, Grand Traverse Band Elders Complex. The interviewer is Betty Mann. And at the end of the interview, I'll ask you to sign the agreement that you're looking at right now. Today we want to focus on your school days in the one-room school in Shawbetown. But first, let's have a little background about your family. When did they come here?
When did they come here?
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents, they always lived here. I don't know where they came from to begin with, but
okay.
My mother's parents, they've lived there for years.
So were they the first generation, do you think? Your mother's parents?
I don't know, probably not.
And so you don't know where they came. Do you know where they lived before?
Where they lived before? My grandparents?
Yeah, before they came here.
I have no idea where they lived before that.
Were they Michigan
Indians?
Yes,
they were Michigan Indians.
Mm-hmm. And do you know the tribes of your mother's family and your father's family?
Yes, they were all Ottawa.
Okay.
They were born, my grandmother came from Northport.
Oh.
She came from Northport. She was a Wasequon from Northport. And she married Joseph Yannott.
Okay. Now, before we go further, I'm going to play it back a little and make sure we're recording. Talking about your grandparents, what did your father's folks live around here as well?
Yes, they did.
So you had a lot of relatives in the area, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What kind of work did they do?
Well, my dad, he was he worked in a lumber camp. Mm-hmm. And they moved from one lumber camp in the wintertime. They'd stay there all winter and cut logs. And my mother, she cooked out there.
Oh.
So that's where I was born, in Frederick, Michigan, out in the lumber camp.
Now, where is Frederick?
It's over there in Crawford County. Oh, they're by Grayling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little town back in there. And the lumber camp out in the woods, and that's where I was born.
Do you remember any of those days?
No.
What did they do besides lumber? What did the other relatives do, do you recall?
I worked for the farmers and fished, and my dad fished and then he was a hunter, trapper, and then he worked in the lumber camps.
Well, in those days when you were a child, was Shawbetown known as the Indian community?
It was known as Peshawbetown as far as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
But what it was known before that, I don't know.
Well, I wasn't thinking of the name so much, but did people associate that with a community of
Indians?
Yes, it
was. Yes, it was.
So it's always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
Did your family, when you were growing up, did they observe Indian customs and traditions?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, what sort of things would that be?
Like, somebody was in trouble, they'd everybody'd band together and they'd help them out. And if a person was sick, the women all went over there and did the cooking for them and took care of them. And that's all traditional. That's a funeral, or the funeral, they had traditions about funerals and everything.
Did they go to the Catholic Church? And
they went to the Catholic Church. At that, when I was born,
mm-hmm.
I was going to the
Catholic
Church.
So you observed both Catholic traditions and Indian traditions.
Yes, we did.
Now let's see. We want to concentrate today, of course, on one-room schools. And tell us about the school that you attended.
Well, it just had the one big room. It had a woodshed in the back of it and a closet, you know, in the front of it and everything.
Yeah.
And it had a great big furnace and all the... They had higher grades. They had their desks along one side and ours, smaller ones, were down the one side.
So there were two sizes of desks?
Mm-hmm.
Were they hooked together or...?
Some of them were, and some of them weren't.
Mm-hmm. Now, you told me on the telephone that you went there, like, kindergarten, first, and second?
Kindergarten, first, second, third. Fourth and fifth, I went to Holy Childhood School.
Mm-hmm. And then you came back later?
Yes, I did.
So you had about 4 or 5 years there? In total. Do you remember who your teachers were?
Well, I had a Mr. Buckstaller. I remember him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was in maybe first grade or something like that. Then we had a Gertrude Raschel and Florence Raschel.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a favorite of your teachers?
I think it was Florence. She was young and she was a good teacher, though.
How many students were in your school in general?
Oh, between 15 and 20.
That was a big school, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, all the way from kindergarten to 8th grade. Maybe we had 5 8th graders, maybe we had, you know, sometimes we'd have 4 and 5 in one grade. But you combined the two, like the first and second grade, we went together. The third and fourth grade, they were together. And the fifth and sixth, and the seventh and eighth.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you started school?
Well, I used to run away to school when I was about 4. I'd go over there. We lived right around the corner from the school.
Oh, so you'd go over and hang around?
Yeah.
Did you really?
So you'd go and sit in on a class or something. And then
oh, my goodness.
And they'd catch me, they'd send me home, so... I thought that was quite a deal.
Well, you must have been eager to learn. Let's see, you said the school was right around the corner. That was one thing I was going to ask you, how far from home. So getting there wasn't a big problem?
No.
And
you see, the school was right on a corner. And my mom, we lived right there. So just had to walk pretty near across the road and it was
yeah.
School.
And how did the other children get to school in
they
summer?
They all walked. They walked to school.
Were they mostly close by?
Oh, a few of them were close by, like Belanger's, you know, Belanger's over there. And the Stallmans, they lived there above the hill there.
Mm-hmm.
They walked to school. And the Jingways, they walked from the other side. And the Chippewas, they lived back ways, and they come through the woods and come to school, so... Yeah, kind of rough.
Was one of those Chippewas the person who became your husband?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you knew one another from school days then?
Oh, he's older now, so.
Do you remember your first day of school by any chance?
No, like I said, I used to sneak over there all the time, so I don't remember when I really started.
So apparently it wasn't something that you were nervous about to start. You were
no.
Looking forward to it.
I really wanted to go.
Do you recall that it was of interest or exciting to you to plan what you were going to wear every year?
Oh, yes.
What kinds of things did you like to have?
Like what to wear?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we just had cotton dresses and, you know.
Did your mother make them?
My mother made a lot of them. Yes, she was a She made a lot of our clothes, my brother's clothes too. Shirts.
Is that right?
Shirts and dresses for us.
Were they handmade?
No, she had a machine.
She did?
A singer.
Mm-hmm.
Sewing machine.
Was it a pedal machine?
Yes, it was. That's what I learned to sew on.
I bet she was proud of that.
Yes, she was.
So she taught you to sew?
Well, yes, she did. And then we had a little 4-H club or something at the school.
Oh.
4-H. Was it 4-H? I think it was. Had little sewing classes there.
Did that met at the school?
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm. While we're talking about 4-H, what else did they do? I've always been interested in that. Did they teach home skills? Was that the function of it in your community?
Well, usually it's, she was so busy because she'd have the little ones and then she had to teach all of them, gave them some work to do and then they'd be doing that. So she was pretty busy, but she always planned, like for Christmas, we had a little Christmas play and, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
What was your favorite subject?
Well, I think it was math and English.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Mr. Buckstaller when he was teaching us. He was teaching us addition and subtraction, and he'd bring pennies to school, and he'd put them down. Okay, this is 10. And if he was really good, he'd let you keep the pennies, so that was really interesting.
That was a very good learning technique,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Put the pennies on a table and add and subtract. And
mm-hmm. So you had brothers and a sister, a brother and a sister in the class, in the school, when you were in
yes.
the school.
I had a big brother, too. He's 2 years older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
He was 2 years older. And she's 4 years older than I am. Then there's a brother that was 6 years older than me. So he was there, too.
Well, were you the baby of the family?
No, not then. I got a younger sister. She wasn't here yet.
Mm-hmm.
She probably was home.
I was going to ask you, did you ever wear a uniform to school?
Not there, but when I was at Holy Childhood, we wore uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
And not every day for school, but on special occasions, on holidays or something like that.
How did you get to that school?
Well, they drove us to school. It was a boarding school. So they just took us there in the fall and left us there. My mother would come up to visit us over the holidays, and then she'd come back, visit us, come pick us up in the spring.
And that was to give you religious training? Was that the purpose
religious
of it?
Religious training and an education.
Mm-hmm.
And the sisters were real good teachers. They, like when I was in high school, I remembered the things that they taught me when I was in the fourth and fifth grade.
Is that right?
World history.
Yeah.
They were. All I'd have to do is stop and think and I could remember.
That's great. Did you like having your brothers and sisters in the same school? I know it was fairly common then, but
it was nice to know they was back there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they usually set the little ones in the front, and I remember sitting up there, and I knew they were back with my big brother. And my other brother, he was just 2 years older than I was, and he sat just a little ways from me. My big brother sat way back there.
After your years here, your early years in kindergarten, first, second, and so on, were you apprehensive about going away to school? Was it difficult to transfer to Holy Childhood?
No. I enjoyed school, really. I didn't have a hard time in school.
Mm-hmm. How about in your school here, were most of the children Indian?
We had some that were not Indian. We had the Stallmans, and then we had some, when my brother was going to school, my older brother, They had some softballs that came to school there too.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Softballs and Stallman's.
Mm-hmm.
I had William Stallman. He was the same age as I am. He was in the same grade with me.
Who were your best school friends here?
Well, there's Hazel was one of them, Hazel McSally.
Is she the one who is still living?
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
And Joanne, she was a real good friend of mine.
Did you play together after school?
Yeah, she lived right around the corner. She lived on the other side of school. So her and I played a lot together.
What kinds of things did you do at recess?
Oh, we did all kinds of things. We'd be outside playing, we'd be playing ball, someone would be playing ball. And playing all kinds of games.
Do you recall any of them?
Well, most of them are the games that most kids play, like that jump rope. We'd have the jump rope and mm-hmm. had the jingles with them and had Farmin' Adele and
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Did they have playground equipment in those days?
Yeah, they had swings and swing set and
mm-hmm.
about it.
Who of your teachers was the most influential in your life?
I think it was Miss Bradshaw
mm-hmm.
in Florence. Because she taught me when I was in the seventh grade. And we had quite a few of them that were in the eighth grade. And she took the seventh and eighth graders together. And I was the only seventh grader. So I was keeping right up with them and whatever we had. I was doing better than them, so when we got done. So when she promoted the eighth grade, well, she promoted me right along with them. Then we was going to Sutton's Bay. So she says, I'd go into the ninth grade if I was you and see how you do. The first 6 weeks, if you're not doing good, then I'd come back to the eighth grade. But if you're doing good, stay there. Grade and I stayed there.
Great. How did you get to Sutton's Bay?
They had a bus. See, when they had a fire there, that we had insurance, I think, when I was at school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they took the insurance money and bought the school bus. So,
so when the school burned down, you temporarily had school at the church.
Yes.
So that was just a little walk for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still convenient. Were your parents involved in your education?
Yes, my mother was. She was a cook at the school.
Oh, for heaven's sake! At Sutton's Bay?
No, in Shavittown.
Oh, did they have?
Yeah, they had a hot lunch. They had a little hot lunch program there. But she did the cooking and she fed us, and we got milk from somebody else, and we had fresh milk every day. My mother did the cooking.
Well, what years would they be, do you know? Would that, let's see, if you were five or six. That'd be like 1933, somewhere in there?
Yeah. See, I started school in 32.
Okay. So they had school lunch in those days.
Well, they started it. They, you know, they had soup and stuff like that. But it got more. They had help, more help.
Where did your mother do the cooking?
Well,
her house.
At her house, I guess. I don't remember, but I know she cooked for the school.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went to the church. She cooked it. You know, they had that little kitchen back there.
Yeah.
She cooked in there.
Mm-hmm. Did your father take an interest in your education?
My father and mother were separated when I was about 4 years old.
Okay.
So my mother was all alone, raising us kids.
And how many were there all together?
There was eight of us, four boys and four girls.
Sure. she worked hard, didn't she?
Yes, she did. And when I was, like, here, I had older brothers and sisters. They went to Mount Pleasant, the government school. They were gone, so.
Yeah, now why did they go to the government school and you didn't?
Well, in the first place, I was too small. And they just took the older ones. And I guess when they started it, when my brother Archie went, he was in first grade or something like that when he went to Mount Pleasant.
Is he the one that went with Esther?
Well, my brother Leonard went, and my sister Esther and Archie. They all, I think they all went together.
So when you came along, there wasn't any thought of sending you there?
They probably would have sent me there, but I think they closed the school or something before I got old enough.
So. Mm-hmm.
But, so I never got to go there.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the days when you caught on to a concept, like learning to read or learning to multiply? Do you remember any of the days, or maybe cursive writing?
Well, when I was probably in the first grade, we'd bring home books, and I really wanted to learn how to read. So when I learned how to read, I'd ask my older brothers and sisters how to say this or what this word was.
Mm-hmm.
And I could read the whole book before the rest of them could.
Is that called. Right?
Yeah, that's a good reader.
Did you have books in your home?
No, just the school books. We mm-hmm. never had no books.
And did your parents speak English? They didn't speak just their
dialect?
See,
it was just my mother.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said
my mother and father were separated.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was a baby, they talked Indian quite a lot. You know, they talked together. I could understand everything they were saying, but... And when I got older, well, she talked English to us, but she talked Indian too to us.
Do you still remember it?
Yeah.
Indian?
I can talk. Not real good fluent Indian, but I can talk and I can understand everything that's going on.
Well, they're making that important for children to learn now, aren't they?
Yes, they are. When my brother went to Mount Pleasant, they wouldn't let them talk Indian.
What was the thinking about that?
They wanted them to forget it. They didn't want, they told them they couldn't talk Indian. And when they went there, my mother and father were still together, and they were talking Indian all the time. So my brothers, they could talk, really, real good Indian. So.
Well, that was, wasn't that the Bureau of Indian Affairs or something that ran the school?
Yes, and they didn't want them to talk Indian, I guess.
Hmm. Strange things have happened. Let's see, we talked a little bit about your favorite teachers, and we talked some. I presume your school had an outhouse. Did you have water?
Yes, we did. It's probably still got pipes down in there somewhere because we had a well there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a well.
Was it, so you went outside to get your water?
Yes.
At a pump? Yeah, and how was it heated?
We had a great big furnace in there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably why it burned down, because it probably wasn't clean. The pipes weren't cleaned out and everything.
Yeah.
And it just got built up with soot and everything in there.
When did that fire happen? Was it
That's what I was trying to find out. But I knew it had to happen in 39, or probably in the spring of
39. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in there, because... It happened the year that I was in the 7th and 8th grade, when I was that last year there. Because the next year, we shipped us to Sutton's Bay.
What, was it during the day when the fire occurred?
I don't remember that. I just remembered it burned, and we were lost. We just didn't know what to do.
I bet that was a real event.
We were just lost. We didn't know what to do and everything. It's like everything just ending, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then the priest and the teacher, they got together. And my mother was on a school board, so they got together and they said, well, we'll have it at the church, because they had, you know,
mm-hmm.
tables and chairs and stuff there. So we finished up the year at the church.
Do you remember the equipment? Was there a chalkboard, maps?
Oh, yes, we had chalkboard. We had maps. A roll-up kind of roll-up.
Yeah, sure. Did you study geography?
Oh, yes, we did. And geography. World history.
Interesting how many subjects those teachers could cover, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Did they have anything like a little library at the school?
They had books there, but I don't think they call it a library, just a bookshelves and had books in there.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember being cold in the winter when?
Oh, sometimes we'd get to school and it'd be really cold, so we'd all sit around the furnace.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd talk to us or read us stories and stuff like that till we got warmed up and we got warm in there.
Oh, was there a flag?
Yes, there was.
Was it inside or outside?
Outside. Mm-hmm. They had a great big tall flagpole out there. It had ropes and everything.
Oh, I believe that... wasn't that in that photograph you showed me? Yeah, right there. Is that the flag?
Yes, that's a flagpole.
That is an immense flagpole, isn't it?
I remember when I was real little, they'd take that rope down and they'd put a bucket on her and put me in that bucket and then they'd swing me around. I must have been really small because that's probably when I was sneaking to school.
Yeah. Oh, great fun. Let's talk about a typical day. What time did you usually start?
Probably about 9 o'clock.
And what happened when the day started?
Well, we'd all get in there and the teacher'd be busy sorting out what she was gonna do, you know, who was gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd start off with the little ones, so the older ones had their homework, you know, then and they were working on their assignments for the day, and then she'd start off with the little ones and then she'd read them a story or do something with them and do their arithmetic and give us some problems on a board and then we'd be doing them. Then she'd take another class and then she'd work with them. They'd have another part of the board where their work was, their English or whatever it was they were doing. Then she'd go on and go all the way up the grades.
Do you remember, did they say Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, yes, we did.
Did you start your day with that?
Yes, we did.
How about singing? Did you sing songs?
Oh, we sang a lot. Sang a lot of songs.
What would you sing, like America or?
Yeah, America the Beautiful. And we had regular songbooks and there's...
Was there a piano in your school?
I think there was.
How about school prayer? Did they have that?
I don't think there was much of a school prayer. I remember the Pledge of Allegiance and that.
Did the students do any chores?
Like wash the blackboards and do the erasers? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Carrying in the wood and, you know, shoveling a little bit and this and that, you know.
They didn't mind that?
Yeah, it was just a part of living.
Sure.
That.
Mm-hmm. Was discipline a problem?
No, I don't really think so. Because once in a while, the big boys would get rowdy and the teacher would have to calm them down, but other than that, they're just flying airplanes or something, making airplanes and flying them around or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Nothing terribly serious, sounds like. What did you do about your lunch? I asked you if you the other day on the phone if you packed your lunch, and you said usually you went home.
But I went home for lunch. Well, that was when I was real small, we went home for lunch. But after, you know, when they started the lunches, well, then I stayed there and ate. But usually, I went home for lunch. Because we live so close to the school. My mother never practiced no lunch or nothing. We'd just come on home to eat, you know. So.
Sure.
We'd run home to eat, come back.
What did you take for your lunch when you did pack it?
Well, my mother used to make us some fried bread and make a sandwich, peanut butter and jelly or a sandwich with fried bread. Whatever we had, you know.
Do you make fried bread?
I'm not very good at it, not anymore. Because I live here by myself, and to make a couple pieces of fried bread, I just don't. But when my kids were home, I made fried bread, you know, quite a lot for them. And
but they used loved to be good.
I used to be pretty good at it, but not anymore.
Well, it is different when you get older. You don't do the amount of cooking, do you? What did you take your lunch in? You were telling me you took your lunch when you did pack in a little lard pail.
Yeah,
now, what did it look like?
It was round, and it had a cover on it. It's a metal pail.
Did you buy lard in those pails?
Yes, I think they used lard in pails, and then when they'd, you know, used all, then they'd wash it up. And
that would be it.
And some of them had little metal pails. And I think there was something like seems to me it was like a maple syrup. Some of them were square, like a little house.
Yeah.
Some of them had something like that for their lunch. Regular men's dinner buckets, you know, those black ones. Some of them carry them.
When you had to pack your lunch, did you pack it or did your mother?
My mother did.
Did you usually have homework?
Yes, quite a lot of the time we did. But a lot of the time we could do our homework in school while she was working with the other ones.
Sure.
So you did a lot of your schoolwork then.
Let's see, you said your favorite subjects were English and math. What subjects did you like the least?
The least, I think, is geography.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to memorize all the capitals and everything else. And it was, I didn't know where they were. We had a map, but I just wasn't interested in it until I got older. And then
how about special events you had at school?
Yeah, like a Christmas program and a spring festival. They had a little thing where they, at the end of the school year, we'd have a program and then we'd sing songs and have a picnic and had a little program like each one of us get up and recite something or something. Same thing at Christmas time. She'd give each one of us a little poem or something like that, and then come our turn, we'd get up there and say our little piece. And
did
then,
you like that, or were you scared to death?
And we had a big curtain up there she'd put out, and then all our parents would be sitting down there, and then she'd open up the curtain, and there they'd be, and you'd just get petrified.
Was it in the evening?
Yeah, sometimes it was in the evening. Sometimes it was in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be petrified. We'd all open our mouth to sing and nothing come out.
Did you have spelling bees? Or
yes,
other?
We did.
Uh-huh. How'd you like those?
No, I thought they was really good. Mm-hmm. We had a spelling bee, and there was three or four of us that went to Lee's Bay School. And I don't remember how we got there. I think we drove over there with the teacher. And I was one in a spelling contest. And And there was some of our friends that were going to be there, and they didn't get there on time. So I looked out the window, and I could see them coming. And they gave me a word to spell, and I just misspelled it just because I was glad to see them, and I just got off the floor. I knew how to spell it, but I just misspelled it just because I wanted to sit down with my friends.
Did they have any other academic competitions?
Yeah, you wrote a competition, a composition once in a while in English, and then they did send it away to be judged or something. I don't remember. We'd get a big star on our paper or something.
Did when you said you observed Christmas, did you observe any Indian holidays?
Well, yes, but we just, you know, it was just like another day. They let us go home early or whatever. But nothing at the school.
What kind of Indian holidays did you observe at your home?
Well, there would be All Souls Day. That's where the Indians believe that the spirits come back for one day, and that's on All Souls Day, and they let all the spirits come back to visit their families. So they have a big feast, and they have a celebration. Everybody used to have food, like somebody that had died during the year. They figured that they could come back that day. So they'd take food and they'd put it in a big container and they'd burn it. So that they say when the food is destroyed, then the person, the spirit, can come back, could eat with you. So.
Isn't that interesting?
They really believed that. And if you didn't burn no food, they said the spirit comes back and it can't eat with you. It sets out and looks at you eating.
Interesting. So. Were there other Indian holidays you observed?
Well, I think that was the main one, really.
What time of year was that?
That's November 2nd. Every year, every family would have a big feast. Oh yeah, there's also potato vacation. We had potato vacation. They let the school close right down for 2 weeks or something. And then let the kids out so they could go and help their folks get the potatoes in. Because it was very important.
Did people grow potatoes even if they weren't farmers? Just in little garden plots?
No, I guess they did. But usually we went to the potato farmers and we helped them get their potatoes in.
I see.
And then they would give us some potatoes, you know, for winter and stuff. My mother used to go dig potatoes and we'd pick them up for the farmers. So.
Did you eat a lot of fish in those days?
Yes, we did. That was during the Depression. And my brothers were hunters, so we had rabbit and squirrel, and they went fishing, and we had fish and the potatoes from the farmers, and so we weren't really going hungry, really.
That helped your mother, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Did you have a garden at home?
Yes, we had a little garden. We had chickens, maybe 10, 12 chickens.
Did you, were you assigned a chore with?
With the chickens?
Yeah. Did you gather eggs?
I'd gather eggs or feed them, feed the chickens. And for Sunday dinner, if my mother had let the chickens out or they'd get out, then we'd have a chore chasing one down for the Sunday dinner. We did have pigs, too, a couple of times there. When I was really little, we had pigs.
Did your grandparents come to the school programs?
My grandparents were both dead before I was born. They were both dying, so I had one grandmother, and she lived over in Omena, and she never came to our programs or nothing. Just my mother.
Of course, that would be quite a trip, I suppose, in those days.
But it was usually my mother.
Did you exchange gifts at school?
Yes, we did.
At school
Christmas
and
time? Yeah.
What kind of things would you exchange?
Well, sometimes we made stuff and gave them, or handkerchiefs or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Little gifts. Little boxes of candy, cookies or something like that. Mostly it was handkerchiefs, real pretty little handkerchiefs that they would get. They'd be in a box, three of them in a box.
How about your teacher? Did you give her a present?
Yes, we always did. Usually it was something that my mother had made or something, you know, like a basket or something like that, mm-hmm. that my mother made. My mother made beautiful baskets, so we'd give her a basket for Christmas.
Was your mother known for her baskets?
Yes, she was. She made a lot of baskets.
Is that how she supported herself?
She supported us with that. And then they had these work programs, like they had that project in Sutton's Bay there where they took the Indian women and they made baskets there at that project. It was, what do you call it, one of them work programs?
Mm-hmm.
So she'd go down there and make baskets. And
so
They'd sell
them for her then.
Yeah. They'd have some Indian man there pounding the black ash, and the women would make the baskets there. It's like a little basket factory.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't. No. But I'm interested in it.
Yeah, I think it was something that Roosevelt, one of his work
programs. Well, they did have a lot of, WPAs, mm-hmm. and work project.
Yeah,
well,
they had that. So I know my mother worked there. But that I think she worked there while I was going to high school, because I remember going down there during my lunch hour and seeing her at lunch.
Do any of your Indian friends here still make baskets?
Well, my sisters do. Alvina and Esther, they make baskets. But
how about the young ones?
The younger ones? No. I lost it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So they're really not interested in doing that?
No, I don't think so. And some people have asked me, says, how come you didn't do it? I says, well, I had other things I was doing, and it just didn't pay very well.
Yeah.
My mother made baskets. She'd start making baskets in, say, October for our Christmas presents, and she'd save the money and for our Christmas. Or a new coat or something, you know, or boots or something. She worked at home and she'd work out. Sometimes she'd be working someplace else and then she'd come home and make baskets at night for something that we needed, so.
Good mom. What kind of Christmas gifts would you get?
Well, when we was little, we always got a doll. Elaine and I always got a doll for Christmas. And my brother got a teddy bear and wagons and sleighs and mittens and hats and scarves and all kinds of stuff like that. Maybe some new clothes, a sweater or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Was it usually like one gift to a child? Or?
Well, my mother was, she got all kinds of stuff for us. She'd get us coloring books and crayons and scrapbooks and little storybooks. And she did a lot. She did a lot at Christmas time. We'd get a doll and new clothes, so we didn't just get one gift.
That must have been exciting.
Oh, yes, it was.
Did you make decorations for the school for holidays?
Yes, we did.
What kind would
I think, every month, the teacher, she'd make a big poster for the month, like January, it'd be snow poster and kids sliding on sleighs and everything. We'd make that, everybody would work on it, you know. We'd paste certain stuff on it, we'd put that up for the month, and
that was clever, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Every month we'd have a different one. And we'd work hard at it. Like towards the end of the month, we'd start working on one for the next month.
Sure.
I'll work on it, cut out construction paper and
mm-hmm.
glue and everything.
Can you still remember the smell of glue?
No, yes.
Did you lick it? I know some kids like that a lot.
Oh, I know. Some kids, they just love it.
Yeah.
I never cared much for myself.
I never did either.
And the crayons, they were wax crayons, and in the wintertime, we'd take them over by the stove. And,
oh!
You know, then we'd make little dolls or stuff out of them crayons. Then our teacher wouldn't like it very well, but our red crayon would be a little man or something, so he'd have to sit there and color with that, with that little man.
Did anybody come from the school district to check up on your teacher or how the children were doing, or was she on her own pretty much?
She or he was on their own pretty much, but they still had, you know, somebody coming and checking on them and everything, so.
Mm-hmm. Were there other things that you think of that were out of the ordinary?
Well, some of the kids had come from a long ways, and their feet would be all wet and everything, and they'd have, you know, make them sit there by the fire, by the furnace. They'd sit there and make them, you know, dry off and everything.
Was that a hardship, do you think, for the children to walk a long way?
I think it was.
How were the winters in those days?
No, just about like they are now. It was cold and wet. And sometimes some of them didn't make it. They missed quite a bit of school because it was so, you know, because of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they'd come in at noontime or something.
Well, let's see, the nearest school to yours would have been what, Northport?
Sutton's Bay, I think, is closer.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to pass an exam in order to graduate?
Yes, we did.
Where did you take that?
At the school.
Mm-hmm. So your teacher gave that to you?
Yes.
How did the children get along?
Well, they had their own little buddies, and, you know, this group here and this group, you know how they do.
Little clerks.
Yeah.
Was there a bully?
Oh, there always was a bully. This one over here.
Yeah.
He's a kind of a bully.
Did he bother you?
No. I had a brother right there.
So he took care of him.
Yeah.
What was the most difficult time of the school year? Do you recall any time that was hard?
Just the winter, I think. The winter time is the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
Because you hated to get up out of bed and get dressed and go out in the cold.
Yeah.
And the teacher had to build a fire at the furnace there. So sometimes, you know, you'd just be getting still cold in there when we got in there.
Do you ever recall your teacher being sick and having someone else substitute?
Once in a great while, she'd have somebody else come in there. But it wouldn't be very long, a day or two, maybe a day, and she'd be back.
Was your teacher married when she,
no.
Your favorite teacher?
No, she wasn't. She just...
Were most of the females single when they
I think they were. I think they probably just got out of college, and for a year or two they taught there.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Kiesel and a Rashaw, and Mr. Buckstall.
Did they come, were they local folks?
Yeah, Rashaw's just live up the road a ways here.
Mm-hmm. Were any of them Indians? Was that a problem?
No.
Do you remember any funny things that happened at school?
Funny things. Well,
one year the teacher wanted somebody was supposed to come in and be Santa Claus at our Christmas program.
Mm-hmm.
This was in the afternoon. And whoever was supposed to show up never showed up. So she looked down the road and there was some guy coming walking down the road. So she says, just hold on a minute. She says, it was during the Christmas program. So she went out there and got him and asked him to be Santa Claus. So he went out there and they had a pump house out there. So he went out back to the pump house and he took the
outfit
on and he came in and brought the presents and gave the presents away and everything. And afterward, after that, when he left, these two boys, they said, well, we're going to follow him. So they got up and they run out. And he was running down through the back down a railroad track and running. And these boys are running right after him. I don't know where he got away from them, but they come back and they couldn't catch him. That was really funny.
Tell me where the railroad track was.
Right below the school.
So it was along the water, along the bay?
Yeah, the school was right there. Right across from the powwow grounds there.
Mm-hmm.
Right on that corner.
Mm-hmm.
And the railroad track was down the hill. And then the lake was out there.
How about
you can see the lake back in here, I think.
Yes, I did mm-hmm. notice that in your photograph. Did they have powwows here when you were a girl?
Not that I remember. I do not remember.
You probably would have remembered.
They probably would have, but what I used to think is when we were little kids, my mother always got us all dressed up and we went to the camp meeting at Northport. We always went over there. They had a camp meeting over there. Methodist camp meeting over
uh-huh.
every summer, and that's where we'd go. We'd get all dressed and away we'd go up there.
Did you stay there?
Sometimes we did. We'd take a little tent along and we'd stay in a tent, or we'd have a tent there and we'd stay there overnight and then come back.
Where was it? Did they have property?
Yeah, they had that property down there between Omena and Northport. There's a little place
okay.
down there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that still is a campground for
mm-hmm.
Indians.
They still have
it?
Their camp meetings there, yeah.
What did they do at those camp meetings? Have services, I suppose.
Yeah, they had services, and it's just to get together, really. Everybody meeting relatives they hadn't seen, they all get together there. They had food there, and sing-alongs. And everybody
so
sang.
It would be a little like a powwow, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Had people come from a long ways away and come there.
Did people in those days have family reunions in their homes? Like we so often read in the paper, some of these big families up here have.
Well, they probably did. Like a birthday party or something like that, but not.
Did the Indians in Shelbytown community have any dealings or know the Indians who lived on the other side of Northport, like off of Carlson Road?
Yes, they did.
Did they go back and forth?
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mother was related to them once in Northport, so we would go over there and they'd come over to our house.
Did you have a horse or a cow, or a car? Or?
No. Well, we did a lot of walking when we was little. Did a lot of walking. And they had the free shows then. Sutton's Bay had a free show. We'd walk over there on Sunday nights. They'd have a free show.
Is that right?
They had one in Northport. I think that was Wednesday night. And a bunch of us would get together. Sometimes we'd get a ride with somebody and go down there and watch that. Then we'd come walk back.
That'd be a lot of miles, wouldn't it?
We did a lot of walking when we was little.
Well, say it's good for you.
Yeah.
Did the children, your fellow students, have health problems, or were they fairly healthy, do you think?
They were fairly healthy. They were a pretty healthy bunch.
Were they vaccinated?
Yes, I remember they used to come over there and vaccinate us at school.
Uh-huh. How about things like mumps, scarlet fever?
Chicken pox. I had chicken pox. I broke out at school, so they told me I had to go home. Well, Ronnie and I both had chicken pox.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to stay home.
How about whooping cough?
No whooping cough. Measles I had at the school, at the end of the school year. I couldn't even go to the picnic.
Oh,
I
dear.
I was sick.
Oh.
They brought me ice cream and I couldn't even eat it.
Oh, my. That's too bad. So at the end of the year, you usually have a little party.
We had a big picnic end of the year.
Where was it? At the school?
At the school.
Did everybody bring food?
Everybody brought food. It was potluck and there was a lot of food.
What kinds of food do you recall?
Everything you could imagine.
What kind of meat did they usually serve?
Well, they served chicken and whatever. They'd have chicken and beef, a little bit of beef.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'd have somebody bring a rabbit, you know,
mm-hmm.
fried rabbit and
potatoes
and baked beans and Indian corn.
Mm-hmm. When you say Indian corn, do you mean the small ears or?
No, it's a regular hominy like it, so Indian corn soup.
Ooh, that sounds good too.
And fried bread and so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall any emergencies?
Emergencies?
Well, storms or somebody injured or?
No, I don't remember. Just storms, I think. Sometimes the teacher would be late getting there, but she'd get there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there'd be six of us there, but.
Yeah.
Just the ones that live close by.
Yes, I can imagine. Do you recall any favorite sayings of your mother's? Or your teacher?
Favorite sayings?
Well, I'm interested in whether people were raised by sayings, you know, like a stitch in time saves nine, and all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Oh, yeah, they had all that.
Did they use those a lot?
Yeah. And the golden rule? Mm-hmm. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That was preached to us. If you didn't want somebody doing that to you, then don't do it, you know.
Mm-hmm. So they brought that into everyday
mm-hmm.
life.
Yeah. That was written up on a... Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Mm-hmm. How about where they get... Well, your... Elders, were they superstitious?
Oh, yes, they were.
What sort of things would they be superstitious about?
Well, let's see. Breaking a mirror. Well, I had quite a few of them, but I don't remember. The black cat.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. That's a dandy.
Yeah.
How about a ladder?
Yeah, a ladder.
How do you feel about the education that you received in the one-room school?
Well, I thought it was really good, because when I got to high school, see, a lot of them, they went to Sutton's-based school all the time, but there's a lot of them, too, that went to country schools like us.
Mm-hmm.
They were all brought there together. So we was right even with them. We knew just as much as they did. And I think some of that, your math, your English, every day they kept telling you this and telling you that, and your multiplication tables and everything like that. They kept after you about it. So when you got to the bigger school, then you knew automatically that's...
Sure.
It was just like second nature. You could look up there and you knew it.
How do you think that the school compared with the schools that your children went to and grandchildren?
Well, one of my daughters, Pearl, went to a little one-room school, and that was out my door. That was a little one-room school. And I used to go with her, take and drive her to school and go pick her up. And she was doing good. But my other children, when they was in school, some of them went to Sutton's Bay, not very long, because we didn't live here very long. And then they went up to other schools. But they were taught different things. They had different ways of teaching by the time that my kids were going to school. Like, their math was, they were taught different math. They had that new math. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that come in there. I couldn't help them. They had to work it out by themselves. But I'd still teach them the old way, the way I learned how.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know how to teach them that new math.
Sure. So you don't think their education was far superior to yours?
No, I don't think so. My children, they went to Florida. My two, see, there's three of them that went to school in Florida. And down there, they had the computers in the classrooms when the kids were in first and second grade. They had little computers.
Oh, my goodness.
So they come home and they can work their computer. They had them down there way before they had them up here.
Isn't that interesting? Now, what community would that be in Florida?
Eloise. Eloise, it's right out of Winter Haven. That's a little schoolhouse there. And it takes grades from 1 to 6, I think it is. They graduate there from the sixth grade, then they go to another school. But they had that, and those little computers in there. My kids just love them.
I bet. That was a real advantage, wasn't it?
Then they come up here, and they weren't getting them up here yet. So they would, we'd come back every spring or every fall. One year I stayed here till January, and they went to Sutton's Bay until January. And they were just getting them there then.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the fourth and fifth grades, and they were just getting them there. So they say Florida schools are backward. They're not. They were way ahead of these up here. But then they were a smaller school, too. Sutton's Bay is a big school.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. What do you think of as the happiest time of your life?
You all say school is boring. You know, it's the same old thing every day. But I think, really, it is the happiest time of your life, really. You don't have all the worries of your food and everything, because that's all taken care of by your mother and everything. And I think that's the happiest time of your life. I told my grandson that. He was down in Burr Oak. He was in his senior year. I said, enjoy this year, because you're the top. You're the best there is right now. You'll never be there.
Well, I think that, isn't she attractive? I
my
think
mom.
That about concludes our interview, although I'm always interested in any other comments you might have. And you have some lovely photographs. Your mother was a handsome lady. Age 90? Oh, my.
She lived to be 97.
She's beautiful, isn't she? And how many children did she raise?
8.
And her...
4 boys and 4 girls.
Her name was
Susan
Miller.
Miller.
Mm-hmm. We're also looking at 2 school pictures that are... One is perfectly charming with the children out in the school grounds. And the bay is in the background, and they're just darling little kids. And the other one is a picture of the schoolhouse with the flagpole, and you can see the bell on top, the woodshed in the back. And about 8 children and a very pretty teacher. Is that the teacher you like?
That's one of the years that I was not there. That's one of the years
oh,
I was gone.
Oh, that's right.
I was gone, because I don't remember her at all.
And did you put that on there, that the school burned down in 37 or 38?
No, I didn't put that. Somebody else did. That's what they figure. But I know it had to be that year, that the last year that I was there. Because the next year, we all went to Sutton's Bay. So I was trying to find out when the school burn. What month? What date?
Sure.
I try to call all over, but I couldn't find anybody that knew.
Well, if we find out, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
They didn't try to rebuild the school, is that right?
No, they didn't.
There weren't enough children to make it worthwhile, or?
I have no idea what the idea was.
You said that was connected possibly with them getting a school bus about that time?
Yeah, I think so. That they were going to send them off, consolidate the school. I think that was it, because they had them from Lee's Bay and the mother little schools, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were all putting them together there. So they were consolidating the school at that time, I think.
Are there other remarks that you'd like to make before we conclude?
Not really, I think.
Well, we have had a pleasant time, and I appreciate your cooperation.
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.